The Washington Post released a 2005 video of Donald Trump speaking in vulgar terms that disparaged women last week. Then came a series of accusations by women accusing Trump of sexual improprieties. This is costing Trump support in his own party. According to a USA Today survey, about 25% of the Republicans serving as governors, U.S. senators, and members of the House of Representatives now say they do not support Trump. And according to a Time magazine tally, among female Republicans in office, around 35% do not support him. To discuss the gap within the GOP, I'm joined from Washington by Jonathan Swan, a national political reporter with The Hill. So how significant is this rift?
It's about as significant as it can, it's imaginable. I mean, this, particularly in the last few weeks when Donald Trump and his cohort have made a strategic decision to no longer migrate towards the center. I mean, there was sort of a period there where he was at least indicating that he was trying to reach out to some of those undecided voters. Now there seems to be a strategy to really just double down on the most incendiary rhetoric possible. So you already had a whole lot of Republicans who were deeply uncomfortable about supporting Trump, but wanted to support him. And he's making it very, very easy for them now to say, no, we don't want to be a part of this. And what it's doing really is severing through what was a very thin thread connecting the Paul Ryan wing of the Republican Party to the Donald Trump wing of the Republican Party.
So what happens to all the people that support Trump that no longer see perhaps the GOP as their home?
Well, this is a conversation that's now happening with increasing intensity all around Washington. I mean, this week I had conversations with people close to Paul Ryan. I had conversations with people who are working for Donald Trump. And both camps are saying now openly that there may need to be a third party. I mean, how do you reconcile the Donald Trump universe, which is the view of Donald Trump and his campaign CEO, Steve Bannon, is that Paul Ryan, the Republican Speaker of the House, is part of a conspiracy with folks like George Soros and Paul Singer to bring about one world government, to destroy America through open borders. That's literally their worldview. Steve Bannon has said to his colleagues at Breitbart that Paul Ryan is the enemy. Mm-hmm. How do you reconcile that with Paul Ryan and with the elite wing of the Republican Party that believes in all of these orthodoxies that they've supported for the past 20 years? I don't see how those two things join up.
Ryan's task doesn't get any easier after Election Day.
It gets harder. He's going to have a re-election for Speaker. He's probably going to have a slimmer majority. I don't believe that the House is going to flip, but they may lose some seats. There's quite a few vulnerable members. So Paul Ryan's going to face a more hostile caucus. He is going to have had a month of nuclear warfare from the person who has possession of the biggest megaphone in the party. Donald Trump has been savaging Paul Ryan. He's been suggesting that there's something sinister going on, that Paul Ryan is masterminding some kind of a plot to undermine him. So that has resonance with the Republican base. And I can tell you, a lot of folks close to Paul Ryan are really worried about the effect, the toxic effect that Trump's rhetoric is having among the Republican base and the way that they view Paul Ryan.
All right, something to keep an eye on. Jonathan Swan from The Hill, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure.